Loimar Shein Mishalim Kenas Bimafuta. He does not have to pay Kenas, that's what it means to say. Rashi Shein Mishalim Kenas Mafuta. Shein Mafuti, if he talked her into it. Ahanilay Nisuyin Lamiftara Miknasa. That he married her, it's called that he made her Nisuyin. And he's potter for paying the Kenas. Shein Mafuta. The law is, if you ever talk an Ishin to having Znus, the din is, you're supposed to marry her. And if you marry her, then you do not have to pay Kenas. Shamafata ain't a mishalim knas elik shen koinsa. A mafata only pays knas if he does not marry her. Therefore, the pasuk says in moyin yimoyin, if he does not want to marry her, then you have to give her the knas. Avli moyim arenal elisha. But if you marry her, the din is by a mafuta is lo yitin klum. You don't have to pay her any knas. Avloinus is the opposite way. Noisen miyad. If you manas the isha, if you force her, you have to pay her the chamishim kesef right away. Even if you marry her later. First it says you have to pay the 50 shkolim, and then it says, V'loi si Elisha is a mitzvah for you to marry her. So the kitzah here is telling us a chiddush, that after Kohen Godo was mafata, talked this Elisha into living with her, with him. And then he married her. So the ma'isa, the kedushim was chal, the nasuin was chal, that he does not have to pay a knas. He ain't a mishalim knas. But ain't a chanam you get, he has to give her. Also, Rav Gevir and Beksil. So, Rav Gevir from this place of Beksil came and he said over, Omer Lishmaita, came with Ravashi. He said over this halacha in front of Ravashi. And Ravashi says, Lo, the Yom Ravuna, the Yom Ma'itzi Viget. That's what Ravuna says. If the Kohen Gadol married his own Anusa, his own Mafuta, still he has to give her a get. Omer Lay, he answered back, Rav Yechon, the Armatavayu. Both Rav and Rav Yechon both said that by Geris, Omukha Tzayis Lo Yisa. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a Begeris, if she's already 12 and a half, or a Mukat Tzeitz, in the case where a Stama stick went into the Mokal and broke up Sulim. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry her. V'yim Nosu Nosui, but the Mai said the Kohen Gadol did marry her, did the Avera, once he did it, he's allowed to stay married. They don't have to give a get. So Alma, what do you see? Soifa Liyois Begeris Tachtav. That by a Begeris, that's when a Kohen Gadol can marry a Begeris, Pshita, the only issue is only you can't make the Maisi Kedushin. That's the Aveira. But not to live with her. Because every time a Kohen Gadol marries a Psula, even in the Nara, so the Kedushin was done to Heter, but in 6 months she's going to become a Begeris. How come the Kohen Gadol is allowed to stay married to her? Hello, Maisi Svaro, that Saifa Leah's Begeris Tachtov, that if Kedushin was done, then later he's allowed to live with a Begeris. See here also, if he already made the Nisuyin with a Begeris, he did the Aveira, Lamaisi did the Aveira, but now to stay married is Mutter, because the Bia now is Mutter with the Begeris. And the same thing, Seifer Lias Mukatseis Tachtov. Even though the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry the Katchil of the Mukatseis, but it's not worse than the Kohen Gadol himself if he married a regular Besula. Now the first time he lives with her, he makes her into a Bula. So you see what, since it's Seifer, he himself will make her into a Mukatseis, he's allowed to stay married to her. His Hochinam here also. Soifa Liyois Bula Tachtov. At the end, it's going to come out that she'll be a Bula anyway, Tachtov. Isn't it more says Kasha, Sakra Kasha, like really you should not have to give her a get. Like we're saying now, the Yisra Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a Bula. The Pshat is the Averi is the Maisa Kedushin, or the Maisa Nesuyin. He can't make a Kedushin in a Psula. Mashen Kain, here where he did the Averi, he married already. The Maisa, the Bia later is Mutter. It's a swear from Soifa Liyois Bula Tachtov. Not worse, where you yourself married her, if you yourself married her, when you make the first bia, so good, the first bia is mutter. But look, after the first bia, she's a bula. How are you allowed to stay married to her? Elamai, the swari is, since you're the one that did it, she's mutter to you. See here also, since you're the one that made her into a bula, even though you did it before Kedushin, so true, you were not supposed to be Mekadisha, but once you're Mekadisha, to Svara, soifuli is bula taktav, that you should be able to continue staying married to her. So it's a kasha to say that you have to give a get. Fa'ita, nusas chaver, mefutas chaver, lo yisa. If a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry, this is called a regular bula. If somebody else lived with her, so she came to bula, now a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry her. The Yimnosa, the Kohen Gadol did marry her, is Reb Lezer ben Yaakov ben Avlad Cholov. Kid is possible. The Chom Maimer of Avlad Kosher. So we just had before. Chom say no, the kid is still kosher. So Mar says, Omer Rav Huna. Omer Rav, Aloch Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. We pass with Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. That the kid is Taka Racholov. The Chain Omer Rav Gidl, Omer Rav, Aloch Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. And he could the army sums like this.
Amarav hu namarav. My time with Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. What's his reasoning? So v'lok Reb Lezer. He holds like Reb Lezer. Like Reb Lezer sheet, like we had before, that holds that a pnuya, ponuya, bola pnuya, shal l'shemishis, is also zayna. Therefore she's a zayna, therefore it's a chai v'lav and tokay, and that's why the kid is a cholo. For the Gemara, mi sov l'kavosei, for a kaim l'mishnas Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, kavanoki. In other words, we pass look Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. V'ilu bo amarav amram, amarav, ein aloch Reb Lezer. Here we do not pass on like Reb Lezer. So it's fair to say like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov goes according to Reb Lezer Shita. So the Morris says Kasha, and it's not this is the Kasha. Kasha, Staka Kasha. Rav Ashi says, I'll tell you, B'yesh Chalal, Michai V'yesek HaMiflagi. The Mechaikas here, if the kid is called a Cholol or not, if a Cholol comes, if their parents are doing an Isra, say or not. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Sovar, Yesh Cholol, Michai V'yesek. His daughter, the Kohen Gadol, has to marry a Psula, that's the Mitzvah Sasei. So there's an Isser Asei for him to marry a Bula. It's called an Isser Asei. So therefore, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, still the kid is called a Cholol. For Rabban and Sarvino, Ein Cholol Mechai V'yesei. Rabban and Shittu is no, a Cholol is not so Mechai V'yesei. So most of them, my time with Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, what's his reasoning? Tisiv Amonu Grusha V'chalola, Zoyna, Est Eilu Lo Yikach. Kiyim Besula, you're not allowed to marry a Besula. Here, the pasuk says, "Lo yichal zara biyamov." Is akulas going in all the cases, even on a psula? That's only a mitzvah saseh for the kohen gadol to marry a psula. So from that we know there's an isser saseh is not allowed to marry a bula. That's only an isser saseh. The Torah still calls it what? The Torah calls it cholol. So you see, the kid is a cholol even from a chayv yaseh. For Rabbanan, no, eila hifsekinyan. To say no. Only the first case of the Chayv Ilavin, that makes the kid a Cholol, but as only Nisar say, the kid does not become a Cholol. For Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Omar, Eila Lamute Nida. It's only coming to exclude Nida. It's not coming to Hasig, it's coming to exclude Nida. Command us the other Tanya, Me Eila Atois the Cholol, Vi Atois the Cholol Minida. If a Kohen Gadol or a Kohen lives with an Ida, how do we know the kid is not a Cholol? Kamad Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. It's like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Shita, that's the only time the kid is not a Cholol. But by Nisar Rasei, the kid is a Cholol. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Nichtu Beileila, Lipsoif. So if you want to say it doesn't divide it up, why didn't it say the word El at the end? Versus Kasha. This talk is a little of a Kasha. Alright, we'll stop over here. You're holding that Samach, you're the Samach Omer Aleph holding. Right in the middle here, so over here from the two dots. Omer Rav, Huna Omer Rav, Halachuk Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. We pass like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, that he says, what, the kid is a cholol. In the case of, Ya'anusas Chaveru, Mefutas Chaveru Lo Yisa, the Yenosa, in the case where a Kohen Gadol married a Bula, a Kohen Gadol married an Isha that lived already with a man, so he's doing an Avera. The question is the kid posel or not? The Reb Lezer ben Yaakov said, Avlad is a cholol. The kid is posel lakuna. So Morris says, Amrav, Allah, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, we pass him like him. The Chayim Amrav Gidl, Amrav, Allah, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, we pass him like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. That the Vlad is a cholol. So Morris says, Ikud Yarmi, some say like this. Amrav, Amrav, my time with the Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, what's his reasoning? What does he say the kid is a cholol? So Morris says, Sovlok Reb Lezer. He holds like Reb Lezer Shita. That Reb Lezer holds, Rashi says, Yoma Pnuya Habala, Ponu Habala Pnuya, Shlalu Shemishus is also Zaina. The Kaim Mole Belav, or Mechai Belav, and the Kun have a Vlad Cholol. The Pshat is, even though there was just an Anusa, that someone lived with the Isha, it wasn't a Chai Vilavin, but Reb Lezer Shita is, she becomes a Zaina. Any type of Znus, as long as they weren't married, the Isha becomes a Zaina. So now when the Kohen Gadol marries, he's over a Lav, and therefore the kid becomes a cholol. For the Gemara, is that true? Mi sov l'kavosei? Do we hold like Reb Lezer? V'akaymalon, we hold Mishnas Reb Lezer ben Yaakov kavanoki. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, whenever he said something, said a very few places, and we paskin like him. It's kavanoki, it's very clean. We always paskin like him. V'yilu b'ho, but over here in this din, Omer Rav Amram, Omer Rav, ein alach Reb Lezer. We do not pass like Reb Lezer. We do not hold an Isha becomes a Zoyna. From Stam, the fact that she had a Znus with a man, if it wasn't an Aver involved. Stama ponia bola panuya, if they weren't married, they lived together, we hold she does not become a zayna. Said, so how could you pass me like a blazer ben Yaakov? Samar says, kasha. If that's the reason why it's a chol according to blazer ben Yaakov, it's a kasha then. If the only reason is because he holds like Rebbe Elazar Shita, it's a little bit kasha, we do not pass me like Rebbe Elazar. Rav Ashi Yamanah give you terms like this. V'yesh cholol nechayva yesa kemiflugi. The reason why Rav Lezer ben Yaakov holds that the kid is a cholol, true, that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a bula. It's a mitzvah, it's an isra asay. So that's the machlokes, he holds even from an isra asay, the kid also is a cholol. Why? Rav Lezer ben Yaakov saw v'yesh cholol nechayva yesa. Even if they are very zoni, an isra asay, the kid is a cholol. Like here, if a Kohen Gadol marries a bula, he's over an isra asay, the kid is a cholol. For a bon and tzavri, no, ein cholol mechayv yasei. Since the aver is on in Yisra asei, the kid is not a cholol. My time, what's the reasoning now? My time in the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Siddur, the Pasuk says, almono grusha v'chalolo. Zoyna, that's the Pasuk, the Kohen Gadol cannot marry an almono or grusha or chalolo, or zoyna. It says, eseva lo yikach. He can't take these. Kiyim besula, but who does a Kohen Gadol have to marry? Anisha, that's a psula that never lived with a man yet. Uchsid, the pasuk says, "Lo yichalol zara be'amov." At the end, it says that he should not make his kids a cholol. So akula goes in all the cases, even the case of a kohen gadol marrying a bula. That's an iser asay. Still, the kid is a cholol. That's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's svara. For Rabbanan, what's the Rabbanan's svara? Eile hifsekinyan. It says eilin between to say it's a new halacha. Eile lo yikach kiyim besula. Something new. Whereas this taka does not go the pasuk of lichal zarabamai lo yichal, the kid is a cholol only by chayv lavin by chayv yesa the rabbanon hold the kid is not a cholol. From Lezer ben Yaakov Omer Ela lemute nida, Ela just comes to exclude the nida. So if you live with your wife when she's a nida, think man knows lehod the tan who's the cholol. This that we learned me Ela at oisa cholol viat oisa cholol minida. From these all that says in the parsha the kid becomes a cholol. Only from an Issa Nida not. Is Kaman, who does go like? Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. That even by the Issa of a Kohen Gadol Labula, which is an Issa Rasei, if they live together, the kid is a Cholol. That's Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. Even from an Issa Rasei, that when a Kohen Gadol marries a Bula, he's over an Issa Rasei, so the kid becomes a Cholol. The kid is possible to be a Kohen. For Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, for the Gemara, Nichteve Li'elu Lepsoif, according to Lezer ben Yaakov, if Eila is not a hifsik, it's not to divide up the pashas, it's come to teach us something else, that by a nida, the kid does not become a cholol. So let us say the word Eila at the end, it should not do in between. It's worth kasha and echnam, it is a little of a kasha. Really, the word Eila should be at the end and not in between. Right. Morzatana Rabbonin. Achoisoi arusa. What's going to be if a koyin has a sister, that his sister was married, had kedusha, she was an arusa. And now his sister dies. Is a kohen allowed to be metamatu or not? The pasuk says that a kohen, even though he can't touch any mesim, but to his own seven kroivim, he's allowed to be oisik in the kvura. If his own sister dies, he's allowed to be oisik in burying her. So the question is, if his sister's married to somebody else just with kedushin, is he mutter or not? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudo, Imrim, metamalo. Yes, the kohen is allowed to be metamatu to his sister, even though she's married to somebody else. As long as they did not have Nesuyin, only Kedushin, only Erisin. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Oimrim, Eina Metama Lo. No, Rabbi Yosef, Shimon, Oimrim, Eina Metama to his sister. The husband has to take care of him, and not the brother, the Kohen. So Rashi says, Achoyse Arusa, Shal Kohen Hedyet, Lavdak Kohen Godel, a regular Kohen. That what, the Kohen can't be Metama to a mace, but to his own seven Kerovim he's allowed to. Avo Nesuya, but let's say your sister's married to somebody else with Nesuyin, so then Pshita Lon Dien Metama. Then Pshita, your sister, you have no right to be Metama to her. Like to help the burial. The Pasuk says, Vol Achoisei Apsula. To which sister could a Kohen be Metama only if she's a Psula, she did not live with a man yet. But if she had Kedushin and Nesuyin, she lived with a husband, then the Kohen, the brother, cannot be Metama to her. So that's the Machlokes. By an arus alone, could the kain be metama or not? We'll soon see what the machlokes is. No, the machlokes is anusa mafuta. Let's say your sister, somebody was manasa. In other words, she's not a psula now. Somebody else forced her to have znus with her. Either anusa, they forced her, mafuta, they talked her into doing it. is divrei hachal. Everybody holds ain't a matamalo. Everybody holds you can't be a kohen cannot be matamal to such a sister. But since the pasuk says v'la'achoisay habsula, habsula means she did not live with another man. And here, if another man's forced her or talked her into it, the kohen cannot be matamal to a sister when she dies. Umukat eitz ain't a matamalo. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Shimon's also, let's say his kohen sister had a mukat eitz, means that a piece of stick or a stick went into the makam there and broke up sulam. So she's not called Hapsula, she's not called Vlachoisi Hapsula. She does not have a psulim. So if a stick went into that makam to break the psulim, also a kohen cannot be matama to that sister. This is Rabbi Shimon Shita. Show you Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon used to say, Ruyi le kohen gadol, if your sister is called a psula, that a kohen gadol is allowed to marry her, mitamala. Then the brother, the kohen, could be matama to his sister when she dies. But let's say she ain't a real kohen gadol. Let's say she's not called a psula. She's like a bula. Then a kohen gadol is not allowed to marry her. Is ain't a matama lo. Who adin then, if a kohen the brother, say here, if Shimon holds she's also to a kohen gadol, therefore who adin, a kohen cannot be matama to her. Vaitubageris. What about if your sister just became a bageris? She became 12 and a half years old. We had before a svara that her psulim akolim a little bit, the psulim shrink a little bit, even though no man went into it yet, or no stick went in there, is metamalo divrei kolodim. Everybody holds a bageris that the brother, the kohen, could be metamalo to a sister. If a sister was not married to anybody, just the fact that she became a bageris will soon see everybody holds that legata tuma, a kohen, could be metamalo to a sister. Even though we had a machlekes, a kohen gadol, if he could marry a bageris or not, but for tuma, everybody holds he could. We'll soon see why. Now the Gemara explains. My time of the Ramei Rabbi Yehuda. What's the svara of Ramei Rabbi Yehuda that they say, achosei arusa mitamalo? Even if your sister has kedushin and is married to somebody else, lamaisa, if she did not live with her husband yet, and she dies, so her brother, the kohen, is allowed to be matamah to her. What's the reasoning? My time with Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda, Zumar says, the dar shehoche, they dash in the pasuk like this. The pasuk says, v'la'choisei hapsula, that a kohen is allowed to be matamah to his sister when she dies, if she's a psula. So we dash in pratli anusa mafuta. Hapsula means that no man lived with her yet, excluding if a man lived with her, if somebody forced her to have znus, or somebody talked to her, mafuta means you talked her into it, so lamaisi, she's not a psula now. Such a sister, the kohen cannot be matama. Yochel, I would think, sheina moitzi, af mukatzeitz, maybe even, yochoshani moitzi af mukatzeitz, maybe a mukatzeitz also, you cannot be matama. Why? Because she's not a psula. Talmulayma, the pasuk says, no, asher loy hoy soliish. If she was not to a man yet, she was not married yet, she didn't live with a man, then the brother could be matama to her. So idashin mi shaviyosli aideish. A nisha that became a bula through a man, then the kohen cannot be matama to her. Yotzezu, mashenkin, she's only a mukatzeitz, that only a piece of wood went into a makam and broke up psulim, shein haviyosli aideish, that she lost her psulim, was not through a man, it was through a stick, is the kohen could be matama to her. So again, that's from Meir Shita, that if his sister was a Muketzeitz, he could be matama to her. And if she's a Rusa also, he could be matama to her. Because it's only a Chsorin if she came a Bula through a man. But just through Kedushin, it's alright. HaKroiva, then the Pesach says HaKroiva. L'Rabbi says Arusa, that even an Arusa, even though your sister's married, still you could be matama to her. Rashi says, the rabbi says, Arusa, v'yitzlach the rabuya. We need this to include it. So le'tayim don't say, ha'ashaloi hoysa pratli arusa, shoys le'yishtev v'loshin kedushinu. That don't say, ha'ashaloi hoysa means that as long as she's married to another man, you can't be matama to her. No, the pasuk says, ha'kroiva means l'rabbi says, arusa. A kohen could be matama to a sister as long as she's only married with no nesuyin. Elov, what does the word Elov mean? Akrev Elov, Larabas HaBageris. That even though your sister became 12 and a half already, she's a Bageris, some of the Basulim is missing, still you could be Matamatua. For the Gemara Lomali Kru, what do we need a Pasuk for by Bageris?
Ivomer Rab Meir Pesula. When the pasuk says the word Pesula, Afilo Miksas Pesula Mashma we had before. Because the Torah just says the word Pesula, it's Mashma even of a Geris, even a Miksas Pesula. As long as she has some Pesulim, she's called a Pesula. Here also, here the Torah says V'lachoisei Apsula. So Pshit, if your sister is a Begeris, you could be Matama for her. Tomorrow says Itzrach. No, I need an extra pasuk here, an extra diak of Akroiva Elov. What do you need the word Elov for? I would have thought, Nela Pesula Pesula Mihasam. Learn out, just like by an Amona, just like by a Kohen Gadol to a Pesula. What type of a Pesula can a Kohen Gadol marry? Only a real Nara, but not a Begeris. There the Torah says, Bisuleho, to teach us that even a Begeris is no good. So I would have thought, Mala ala Nara, just like the Kohen Gadol is only allowed to marry a Nara, not a Begeris. Maybe Yafka Nami Nara, maybe here also, that the Kohen can be Matama to his sister only if she's a complete Nara and not a Begeris. Kamashmalon, that's why the Pasuk says, Akroiva Elov. Elov means, even though she's a Begeris, still a Maisa, you are allowed to be Matama to her. She's called a Psula. A Maisa, she did not live with a man yet, she's called a Psula, so that's the Locha that the brother, the Kohen, could be Matama to his sister when she dies. This is Rav Meir Svara. Now, Rav Yosi, Rav Shimon, my Tamayu, what's their reason that they say when the sister got married to somebody, just with Kedushin, the Kohen, the brother, cannot be Matama to her? Why not, my Tamayu? Dash Yoch, they dash in the Pasuk like this. The Pasuk says a Kohen is allowed to be Matama to his sister if she's a Psula. Prat, Lianusa Mafuta. Umukatzeitz, who was in the Yodz, Umukatzeitz also was no good. She's not called a Psula. A Psula means that no man lived with her. She still has a Psulim. So if a man forced her or talked her into having znus, Pshita, the Kohen, cannot be Matama to her. Or Mukat Seitz, not even through a man, just if a stick went in the muck and broke a Psulim, also she's not called a Psula. A Psula means she still has a Psulim. Here they were broken, so the brother, the Kohen, cannot be Matama to her. Now it says, Asheloi Hoysa, that she was not to another man, to Idashim Pratli Arusa. Asher loy hoysa, hoysa's mash miloshin kedushin. That as once she got married to a man, the brother cannot be matama to her anymore. What's hakreva? What's the pasuk saying hakreva? Le rabbi sarusa shenes garsha. It's only not when she's married. But let's say her husband gave her a gift, so now she's not married, and she did not live with her husband, she only had Kedushin, not Nisuyin, then the Kohen could be Matama to her. That's HaKroiva, that when she comes back close to you again, when she gets a get, you could. What's Elov? L'Rabbis as a Begeris. And when your sister becomes a Begeris, still the Kohen could be Matama to her. Now HaKroiva, that would be saying HaKroiva, L'Rabbis Arusa Shin Esgasha. So then the word HaKroiva means, when your sister got married according to Reb Shimon, you can't be Matama to her. But when she gets the get, you're allowed to. That's the Pasuk HaKroiva. Because the Gemara,